MDC Renewal Team General Secretary Tendai Biti told a news conference in Harare today that his party's formation is not happy with plans by the Tsvangirai MDC formation to recall a total of 21 parliamentarians and senators from the two lawmaking houses. Biti said recalling the lawmakers at a time when the MDCT has vowed not to participate in any by-elections before key democratic reforms were implemented was tantamount to surrendering political space to President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Nonetheless, Biti told reporters that the Speaker of Parliament cannot make a ruling on the MDCT's request because his hands are tied by the previous two rulings that he made last year, referring the matter to the courts. He said the MDC formation led by Mr. Tsvangirai has no legal standing to recall the legislators from Parliament, arguing that the former Prime Minister remains expelled from the opposition party following a meeting held by BT and some senior MDCT officials at Mandela Training Center in April last year.
So, the long and short of it is that this is a dispute in which the Speaker has made a determination, two determinations, one on the 8th of May 2014 and another on the 14th of November 2014. When a judge makes a ruling on a matter, he becomes in law functus officio. He has made a determination. And anyone concerned with the correctness and legitimacy of the Speaker's ruling, he is free once more to approach the High Court of Zimbabwe in an application for review to challenge that. But the Speaker is functus officio. He has made a determination.
But MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu told Studio 7 by phone that their fresh request to recall the BT-aligned legislators from the Augusta House was based on changed circumstances, giving the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, the right to make a ruling on the matter.
The allegation that the Speaker of Parliament and the President of the Senate are functus officio, meaning that they can no longer deal with this matter because they've already given a ruling on it, is with respect misguided and does not hold any force both at law and in fact, in the sense that there are new circumstances in this matter because the matter that was pending at the courts in terms of the leadership dispute of the MDCT has since been formally withdrawn from court, effectively meaning that there is no pending legal matter in the court. So on that basis alone, the Speaker and the President of the Senate cannot be said to be functus officio. Because of that particular new circumstance, there was every reason for us to write again to the Speaker of the National Assembly and also to the President of the Senate, invoking the provisions of Section 129, subsection 1, subparagraph K, which in simple terms simply states that any member of parliament who defects from the political party under which he or she was voted into parliament has to have their seat declared vacant. These 21 rebel MPs have since defected to a party that sometimes calls itself MDC Renewal or MDC Orange or United MDC, which simply means that the long and short of it is that there are no longer members of the MDCT, and as such, they have to be recalled, and the recalled they are going to be.
BT also said the 21 lawmakers should not be ejected from parliament on the basis that they are now part of a new political formation calling itself the United Movement for Democratic Change, or UMDC.
The MDC executive is as it was before 26 November, and still the Secretary General, Babangomo, the chairperson, Mama Holland, our president, Honorable Mangoma, our treasurer, and all the other office bearers. But as we resolved at Mandela, this party will seek coalitions and associations with other parties, but that doesn't change who we are. So yes, we'll talk to Zanu Ndonga if it is still there. Yes, we are talking to the MDC led by Comrade Walter Ngobe. Yes, we are talking to ZAPO. Yes, we are talking to the NCA led by Professor Walter Ngobe. And we will continue doing this. But that does not change who we are. That does not change our constitution and our leadership. That does also not take away our rights at any time, now or in future, of rebranding.
UMDC was formed at the beginning of this month following the merger between the renewal team and the MDC led by former industry minister Welshman Ncube. Meanwhile, Mudenda is expected to pronounce his decision tomorrow when parliament resumes sitting. In a similar parliamentary matter, the expelled former ZANU-PF secretary for administration Didmus Mutasa and expelled Urungwe West legislator Themba Mliskwa today filed an urgent application in the Constitutional Court challenging their expulsion from Parliament last week. Mutasa last week filed an application in the High Court seeking to nullify the outcome of the ZANU-PF's 6th elective congress held in December last year, saying it was marred by several irregularities. The matter is yet to be heard in the courts. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.